Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, December 12th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. More than 1.5 million people in Odessa, Ukraine's largest port city, were left without power over the weekend following a series of Russian attacks in the region. All non-critical infrastructure in the southern city was without power after Russia used Iranian-made drones to hit two energy facilities, according to officials. Meanwhile, Ukraine's agriculture minister, Mykola Solky, said there were no plans to suspend grain shipments from Odessa's Black Sea ports due to Russian attacks on the region's energy system. Since early October, Russia has targeted Ukraine's critical energy infrastructure, including power plants, transmission and distribution facilities, and water pumping stations, leaving millions of people without power, heat, or water. Polish ski jumper Dawid Kubacki took first place at a World Cup event in TTC Neustadt, Germany yesterday to claim his 8th career World Cup victory. He was followed by Slovenia's Andrzej Lanisek in second place and Austria's Stephen Croft in third. Fellow Poles Piotr Żyła, Kamil Stoch, and Paweł Wąsek also performed well during the competition, finishing in 4th, 8th, and 11th place. Polish officials have warned against difficult weather conditions across Poland, with eastern provinces hit the hardest by heavy snowfall. Sunday brought snowstorms all across the country, along with sub-zero temperatures and strong winds, leading to a string of accidents, traffic disruptions, and local power outages. The conditions result from a low-pressure system moving from the southeast to the north of Poland, bringing blizzards and powerful winds. More snow is predicted over the coming days, with officials encouraging residents to be prepared for additional power outages and traffic disruptions. Officers from the Gdansk City Guard have begun handing out reflectors to seniors as part of the Safe Senior, Be Visible on the Road campaign. From now until the end of December, officers will visit locations popular with seniors to distribute free reflectors, including senior citizens' homes and clubs, local markets, and churches. According to campaign organizers, a pedestrian walking at night without reflective elements is visible to drivers from a distance of about 20 to 30 meters, or 65 to 100 feet. With reflective elements, a driver can spot a pedestrian from a distance of 130 to 150 meters, or 425 to 490 feet, giving drivers crucial additional seconds to respond. The Safe Seniors campaign aims to encourage seniors to take care of their own safety and wear reflective elements, as many accidents could be avoided if pedestrians were equipped with reflectors. More information on the campaign can be found on the website of the Gdansk City Guard at strazmieska.gda.pl. Also starting today, Gdansk residents can choose and cut their own Christmas tree as part of the annual Christmas tree harvest put on by the Gdansk Forest Inspectorate. From noon to 2 p.m. this week and 8 to 3 p.m. on Saturday, foresters from the local forestry service will be waiting at the Eagle Spruce Plantation near the Sopot Foresters Lodge to help residents find and fell their own Christmas trees. Each tree costs 50 zloty in cash, and residents should bring their own tools, such as a handheld wood saw, along with appropriate gloves and other winter gear. For those not wanting to cut their own tree, from December 19th to the 21st, cut trees will be available for purchase in foresters' lodges around Trójmiasto. The sale of cut Christmas trees will be conducted from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. next week, or while supplies last. An additional sales point will be open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, December 18th, at the Marszewo Forest Botanical Garden. Additional information on the sale of Christmas trees can be found on the website of the Gdansk Forest Inspectorate.
The weather.
Today will be cloudy and cold with a good chance of snow showers throughout the day and winds coming in from the north. Temperatures will be slightly warmer than yesterday, with a high of 2 degrees centigrade or 36 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of negative 2 degrees centigrade or 29 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Somewhat colder weather is expected tomorrow, with a chance for clearer skies later in the week. This has been the Radio Gdansk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.